Say good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a show where we look deep into technology, the ins and outs, trying to make it more favorable to us in terms of its relevancy. Though, you know, it cannot entirely be relevant, though we are using it, we are just consuming it. But yes, that's what makes a global village. Somebody comes up with something and then you use it and you own it. Now, have you noticed that as society became, you know, digital, people are also, even intimacy is also becoming digital. People have digital intimacy with people who are miles away from them. And we are going to vote. We are going to vote and see how many people feel that digital intimacy is as important as our own traditional and conventional way of getting intimate. Now, when we talk about the research that was made from 2015 by Pure Research, has found out that 57% of teens, had intimate relationship with people who, or friendship with people who are very far from them. Somebody has an intimate friendship with somebody who is in China, somebody who is in India, somebody who is in Colombia, somebody who is in Jamaica. Their friendship has been stronger. Now, I have a friend of mine who is very far from me, who is in America. But if we talk and when we are communicating, it is as if we are together. So we still retain that taste of friendship that we had before. We still have it. Now, in those days, before technology, people had letters. People could write letters to each other in a letter or what they used to call telegram. And then when you read this letter, you know, you feel your friend's heart. And they also write to you, or you also write to them, they feel your heart. But then as telephone became very common, where you go and call, you feel your voice of your mother, you have called her or you have called your father, you really feel home, it's like your village has come into your heart. You feel pulled to them. They feel pulled to you. So it's a voice to voice communication. Then came, cell phones. When now the telephone conversation, is now more, personalized. Privacy start to come in. Unlike when you are at a pick a phone, you call somebody, you don't really call to say a lot because there's somebody listening. It's somebody's house. But when cell phone came, text message became very ideal. People are chatting. You are chatting with somebody who is, Kalongo, you are in a Nana, you are, we want to meet somewhere and you are in communication, you are in a taxi, I'm where, No, I am at Select in Ongwediva. Oh, okay, I'm just passing Kanjengedi Bridge here. I'm just in Oneshila. We are just passing Oneshila now. You know. And then came the WhatsApp. And when WhatsApp came, it even became better because it's just a video, you know, or it's just a video call away or a voice note away, or, you know, if WhatsApp or Facebook is just, a reply. Hi, you are chatting on WhatsApp. I mean, you are chatting on Facebook and you create partnership, not only, you know, love related, but it's also business related. You create partnership, you create, you know, friendship that is intimate, but then at the same time distant. You are distant from each other. You are, you know, miles apart. And so the world, when digital means, when digital means appeared, everything transformed. Even love became digital. That you are now able to just view pictures. Oh, I think I like this lady. I think I like this man. And then you kickstart the relationship. You are sending each other money. You are sharing each other with information with each other until you finally meet. Now, unlike with a conventional way of meeting, you really have to be physically in a place. You need to be physically in a location. People that you went to school with, you bump in each other in town. Oh, where do you stay? I stay this way. And then you direct each other. From there, you meet. And so our own way of, the usual way of meeting was complex because you need to be physically there. You need to physically be there. If you want to see somebody, you need to go to church or you need to go to their school, you need to go to where, but now, it's just a text message away, or a WhatsApp voice note away, or maybe a TikTok, whatever, a video note away. Whatever means of communication that you can do is just a finger away, just a click away. Then you get your reply. But in the digital world, there is what we call, you know, impersonation. And of course, after a break, we'll come and talk about the cons of, you know, digital intimacy, the challenges that it has. So we shall go for a short break, then we'll be back. Just stay tuned.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
All right. There is actually a comment on Facebook that I think I can run through before. The comment is that my movement is really disturbing. Yes, I think I don't notice that I'm making a movement. This is one thing I have to apologize, and it has actually become like a sickness. I am addicted to music, and sometimes I am even nodding my head without notice. I'll just hear somebody telling me or asking me, what music are you listening to when you don't have headphones on? So that's when I notice that, I'm making a movement here. So please, pardon me for that. It's a music addiction crisis. So I'm going to try to be fixed like a log. Thank you very much for that comment. It's well noted. I'm going to fix myself like a knob, or like a log. Now, one of the dangers of social media or digital intimate relations or digital relationship is that it is really hard to tell that the pictures that you are seeing of a beautiful lady are really that of a real person. So there's a challenge, because I can really post a profile, create a profile, a beautiful lady, and then everybody give my number, put the number there, that text only, or then we can create a relationship and I ask you money while I'm just a gentleman, but the profile is fake. So, and by the time you say, I want to meet you, you know, there are guys there with money. Well, maybe they don't know what to do with your money. So if you say you want to meet me, I say, okay, send me money for a ticket. I am in South Africa. I was thinking of coming to you also, but there was a mess in our street. We got robbed. They took my money. I only have some money left, but I don't have enough money. So you can send me 4,000 to 5,000, 6,000, because you don't, we are intimate. You don't want to send me 5,000 only for a ticket. You want to show that you love me. So you send me 20,000, 10,000, you want to buy my stuff when I come to Namibia. From there, I delete the account. No longer to see me. So with traditional way of intimacy, at least there is some accountability to it, because somebody gets to your location, gets to know you, gets to understand who you are. But with digital, it's kind of tricky because of what the the impersonation is too much on social media. People impersonate others, and catfishing is too much. So it is becomes difficult for one to really and to really know that this is the real person. This is the real Karen. For example, say my name is Karen, Karen Berger. So oh, it's Karen Berger. Say, wow, slight complexion ladies. Wow, she's beautiful. But before you know, you are just dealing with a man. Or say a lady coming up with Thomas Houston from Las Vegas, for example. But it's just somebody who is in his sitting room in Ochomise there doing her things. And therefore they get you what they get what they want to get from you, then they are gone. Or you get into a relationship, say it's a business, or look, even scholarships, false scholarships. In those days, you know, you send things through post office. It takes months. They answer you. The University of Colombo or University of, you know, Washington College, they have replied. So I say, you got a letter through the post office. It's a letter in a mail. So it has some, you know, legitimacy that they send you. This is a location to where you are going. This is, so you get there, you are safe. But nowadays, somebody has a pig, say it's a scholarship in Australia. When you get there, it's other things. So when you get there, you are trafficked. took you there. Let me use that one. So human trafficking is on the rise thanks to digital means, because now the world is becoming global. Somebody wants cheap labor or wants to do whatever they want to do. They get you. There is a scholarship in Indonesia, and there is a scholarship in Indonesia, free ticket. You know, for somebody desperate in Namibia, you are likely to be tempted that it's a school and work. So you are going to work, and you are going to be paid 4,000 pound. So if you check 4,000 pound or 1,500 pound, if you times it to our currency here, that's a big money. Then you'll be saying, no, I'll be saving at least a 500 pound every month by the time I come here. So that's all a lie. By the time you reach in Indonesia, you get into old age house. And then you start to wash the old people there, or you are working in the swine farm there. Terrible conditions. So, with social media, with digital platforms, those are the cons. That you can be intimate, yes. You can create intimate relationship, but the cons are, it is really tricky in terms of really knowing if this person is real, the person, or you are dealing with some fake accounts up there. And by the time you realize it, you are, so I was listening to something on TV the other time that people were told that there was a scholarship in Cameroon. So girls left, then when they reached in Cameroon, they slept somewhere in something that looked like a guest house. So they had some hope that, oh, we will be transported to the college. So breakfast was served very well. When they reached, when they arrived there was dinner. They ate nice. You really forget about the miseries that you are coming from. not knowing that you are getting into more misery, you are into more miserable situation that you have never had, have never been in, and your katutura shark is better than what you got yourself into there. So in that morning, in the early morning, they were awakened to say, guys, first of all, we are going. So another person, a different person that took them, and they were taken to some cemeteries there for initiation and all. And I don't want to go too into the details of what happened. But the person that was talking about this has gone through that. Yeah, so those are the cons of digital intimate relationship or relationship that are created digitally and with an expectation of them to be intimate. So it's a challenge, and so now you know that the good side of it is that you can have relationship miles away, unlike conventional relationship where you have to be, you know, physically present, you have to see the person physically. But with social media, with the digital platforms, they assist you to be in connection, to be in communication with each other at all times. But maybe you make an assessment between the digital intimate relationship and the conventional one, the traditional one, the one that we know. Which one is likely, you know, to cause, you know, problem? Because even in the physical relationship, where intimate relationship that are physical, you have fake people. You can get, you find this smart guy, you meet him wherever, the guy looks smart, he's organized. But when you get into there, you find out that this is a wrong person. I have actually landed into a problematic situation. So, but which one has more dire consequences between the two? Is it a digital intimate relationship, or is it our own conventional relationship? Which one can have more dire consequences? So if you want to be with the conversation, if you want to be part of the conversation, that's 083-2888-401. That's a number in studio. And yes, I have heard you. I think I'm no longer moving. I'll make sure that I discipline myself this time. Yeah, that's a thing. I try to go for a social worker, you know, because there was time when I was so much, say, look, I'm addicted to music, and they couldn't help me because they look at me, I'm sound. I'm nodding my head even when there's no music. Because I play music every day, I create music every day. So that's a problem. So I tried to go for psychiatric assistance, but they couldn't help me because they said, no, you are safe, you are sound. You just like music. Right. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-2888-401, that's the number. I can check that my lines are very much working. So the likelihood of you getting into problem with digital platforms, you know, with a relationship that is on Facebook, on WhatsApp, where somebody sends you a message from, you know, from Ghana, from wherever, the likelihood, of course, somebody would say it's very high. But somebody can also argue to say, look, we also have people who are in physical relationship that are in relationship with wrong people. So it just depends on what whom you have attracted. You just need to verify the account, but it becomes tricky verifying whether or not this person is real. Is this a real account, or am I dealing with some scammers who just want to scam me? Because look, I want to come up, honey, I want to come up with a business here, but I'm short with $1,000. $1,000 in Namibia is around 16,000. So you are going to raise money, and you send that money, and after you send that money, we can even have 50% share. You can have 50% share. Here in Brazil, we harvest coffee and we export it. So we just have a coffee farm here and we want to export, but we need to pay, some money. And then you take all your pension money, your father's pension, you invest it in this business, which is false. The person is not even in Brazil. The person is in, the person is in Zimbabwe. So the person who is talking to you is not even in Brazil. The person is in Zimbabwe. And by the time you find out that you were conned by the person who is in Zimbabwe, you have already lost the money and it cannot be recovered. The police can arrest them. That becomes a nation or a state crime. So granting bail, you have spent your 150,000 into that business. 160,000 is okay. I can send you $10,000. $10,000 is even enough. You have actually acquired 50% of the business, and you keep waiting for dividends or whatever, and then you just realize that you are dealing with the wrong person when you hear the same thing from another person. So with that kind of complex, even countries who are advanced with technology are struggling to keep up with the complexity of social media crimes. You can imagine how much more with a country when it comes to a country like ours. We don't have cybersecurity laws yet in place. So we don't have that. We don't have cybersecurity laws in the country that can deal with cybercrime. We only have criminal laws. Of course, this is a criminal act. So, but we don't have cybersecurity laws, so we cannot come up with a mechanism to protect ourselves from this. Right, let's go for a break. Then we'll continue again after a break. The time has gone to 21 or 22 minutes to 12.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hello Namibia. Endera pamwenate huyu ni Lela Pay. Lela Pay onkaro ompu womafutiro nokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lela Pay nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima na yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma baro, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monami pia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda kokajato koe kimariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to uvitha shoka topurwa uvithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka pashangwa sen utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turua ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@omalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare wagweba kukara ndithi, tuthengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela Pay, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
Right, we come back. Yes, so it becomes very, very difficult but it is easy once your relationship is true and once it is real, it is easy to maintain it because it's just a click away, it's just a voice note away. And you can even call each other through Facebook Messenger. You can use Facebook Messenger to call each other. You can also use WhatsApp. You can either video call or just voice call each other. You can communicate via TikTok, via Twitter, via any messaging app that you have. Instagram. So it's easy. You can share, gifts. You can share gifts with one another. You can talk, literally have a conversation, and you can collaborate in terms of if you are business people, you are business partners, you have access to this other person's computer, they have access to your computer, you say, no, I'm going to bed now. Okay, please, when you go to bed, leave your team viewer open because there are some files that I want to drop into your on your PC, or there are some files that I want from your PC. Then you are working. By the time you wake up, this person has already helped you, or you have already helped them. So it's quite, you know, quite fantastic, the world that we live in. But the complexity of you dealing with a fake account and having lost money to a false person, that is what is more painful. Because in most cases, this cannot be investigated because the account is deleted, the person has deactivated the account, so there is no way you can find them. Okay, then there's this comment here. I think I can take it. It's from one of our followers who is following us, Kapolo Petrus, who is saying that, you know, technology nowadays is distressing. We have now become robotics. So if I have to build to his words, he's saying that we are no longer human beings, as traditional human beings or conventional human beings. We are robotics controlled by an algorithm, controlled by some chemicals, you know, that are made with phones, and that makes you link, hooked with a phone, or hooked to a phone, hooked to a device. So our lives are becoming device driven. And now, when it comes to device driven relationship, it's becoming a device driven relationship is even becoming more, it even becomes more, you know, stressing, because you are always intimate in your mind with somebody you have never seen, but there is something that is longing. There's an element of you that say, if I can just see this person. Right. So there are many comments here, but some of them are, you know, not relevant to be read on air. But we'll just read those which are constructive. And, you know, one thing that I tell tell everyone is that, look, we must learn to be constructive in our conversations. Yeah. So technology itself is useful, but there is nothing in this world that only has pros. So there is nothing that is, you know, there is nothing that only has pros. There are side effects to everything. And I also said that when you have a relationship that is non-digital, you still have some cons. In that type of relationship, you still have some cons. It's either the person lies to you that, no, I have no child, you know, by the time you find out the person has a child that is 20, 15 years, this child is with an auntie in Okalongo, and then you are hurt. Yeah. So, there's no side of life that has no cons or has no so you should not. Okay, there's this one. Don't waste your money with scammers and fake managers. That's very important. And that's where we come in to say, look, you need to find out the relationship that you are getting into digitally. You need to find out whether it's real. Do your homework. Don't be too excited, because sometimes we get excited and we want to show off to our friends that, yeah, you guys are local. We are international. I have a new boyfriend, and you want to piss off somebody. Say, no, I have a boyfriend from Houston, Las Vegas, from Nebraska. So, I mean, if you have a boyfriend from Okalongo, and somebody has a boyfriend from Nebraska, you keep quiet, yeah? Because this person has gone higher. Without necessarily knowing that this person is not actually in Nebraska. People can download pictures now. They can download pictures. The person is just in Sibabasia. He's just looking at your moves, your mental strength, your emotional strength, the capacity in terms of how you reason. Use that against you and then deactivate the account. By the time you have realized you have lost 80,000. So by the time you realize, that's when you want everybody to be sympathetic with you. But people were telling you, might have been telling you to say, are you really sure? Are you really sure, my friend, what you are doing? No, I'm sure. And see, sometimes when you are getting into problem, you don't want to listen. In most cases, when people are getting into trouble, they don't like listening. They think as if you are being, can't hold on to her peer, you know. Sometimes you want to speak, you know, you feel like this guy is just too much. You gotta chill. But you are telling this guy to chill and watch you get into problem. So that's one thing I've realized, that when somebody is getting into problem, you actually don't like to listen. So when you get into problem, you have lost 80,000 to an impersonate, and in somebody is impersonated somebody, you have lost your money, you want now everybody to be sympathetic with you, you want to kill yourself, you want people to be following you upside down, you want to commit suicide, you become the drama king or the drama queen of the town. But there was a chance for you to verify the account and see its legitimacy. Verify. Please, can you help me? You can even go to somebody who is tech savvy to say, guy, can you help me? This guy, I think I'm starting to like him. But can we do some homework to find out whether he is real? You know, I lost 12,000 to a scam in 2019. And I was trying to buy sound stuff. So, and the account really appeared real. You know, the account appeared real. And I deposited the money in the account. And then something happened. They refunded me. So they refunded me. When they refunded me, I actually thought that they were genius people, because they refunded me. And now they gave me a different account to say, okay, you can send in this account because we had a problem with our accounts. The accounts, there was a problem and we are refunding your money. But when that money comes, we will send you another account where you should deposit the money. So they refunded me. Then I deposited in the new account. After that, the account was deactivated to date. And that account was actually on the most trusted account where people order. I don't want to mention the name. But yeah, so those things, you need the second person to help you verify, to help you verify the legitimate or legitimacy of the after you need a second person so that, and you also need to listen. So you also need to listen. Listening is very important. So you also need to listen, but let the second person, somebody who is more sober, because you are not sober, you are too excited. You need somebody who is outside your world to be able to help you, to say, you need to slow down a little bit because I don't think this guy is legitimate. So unfortunately, in my case, there was no one to help me. I was on my own. But I've learned a lesson that, look, there are things, digital things that appear real. They appear real. So they appear real, but they are not real. Yeah, so we are not saying technology is not good. What we are saying is, in the good, there is the bad side. And that most of the time, the bad side is what we are not really careful of, what we are not really keen to find out. We are not keen to understand the cons of technology. We only go after the pros. We only go after the pros of social media. But we don't understand the cons of technology. Now, I have been a week without a phone. But, I sleep well. So the con is that I'm isolated. I don't have access to, local information. But the pro is that I sleep well. That's a pro. And you see, when WhatsApp was, when Facebook was off last year for 6 hours, the con is that the people who had businesses on Facebook lost money that 6 hours. The con is those who were addicted to Facebook and WhatsApp went to sleep early and they slept well. So the con was the people who lost money. The people lost money on Facebook who has business. And they lost important contacts with various, relevant sources as far as their business and financial growth is concerned. But the pro is that people went to sleep early that day. Because there was no WhatsApp, there was no Facebook, there was no Instagram. They went to sleep early that day. And they slept well for the first time in many years. So I want to repeat that as I end. When Facebook and WhatsApp were off for 6 hours, there were two things. The con is the people who had businesses to do and business communications and connections to follow lost it for 6 hours and they lost money. The pro is that those who were addicted to Facebook and WhatsApp, they went to sleep early and they slept well for the first time in 20 years. Yeah, so when it comes to technology, there are pros and cons. There is a looming break, and after a looming break, I'll come and say my goodbyes. So there are pros and cons when it comes to the digital intimacy.
Enjoy a Toffel Radler. Enjoy Toffel Radlers for a year. Oh yeah. Wanna be extra? Make your summer extra and win 20,000 Namibia dollars and Toffel Radler for an entire year. Or swap for grabs, instant airtime, and a weekly cash prize. To enter, simply buy a Toffel Radler and SMS the code under your ring pour or bottle cap to 22000. Terms and conditions apply. SMS costs 1 Namibia dollar. Competition ends on 31 May 2022. Keep the ring pour or bottle cap as proof of entry. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right. Yeah, so look. The people that lost businesses is sad. But to those who were addicted that they could not do with it without touching their phone, when I remember being with my colleagues here and they say, no, my WhatsApp is not sending. Oh, my WhatsApp is not sending. I think it was Dwight who came to say, no, WhatsApp and Facebook and everything is off. It's down.
Yeah, Franz, I remember that day last year. I was even surprised going like, how is this possible?
Yeah, I mean, we were really contemplating and say, well, what happened? But the con is, like I said, many people who were connected, you know, who were to do business, they lost it. That's a sad part. But the pro, do you know that people went to sleep early?
Of course.
And they slept well.
Life was peaceful for those 6 hours.
For some people slept well for the first time in 6 years.
Yeah.
Because
6 years, Franz.
Yes, first time in, I mean, I don't know how long Facebook has been, I mean, WhatsApp has been there, especially.
Yeah.
But for the first time in a long time, people slept well because they could not touch their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, of course, that has been the tech show. We are going to come back again tomorrow. Let me leave it for Dwight. And Dwight is taking you through, you know, the brand conversation. How important is branding? So how important is consistency in the brand? So that today you don't have a sign of a fish on your, as your brand, as your logo. And then tomorrow you see a cow sign, you see it's appealing, you change your logo. No, I want my logo to change. It's now a cow. And then tomorrow you see a chicken that's appealing, you're again to change. So those things, how important consistency is.
Exactly.
How does it speak to, you know, customers, and how does it help customers to, you know, relate to you as a brand? Yeah. So we will never be Chicken FM. We'll continue to be Eagle FM for even generations to come. That's a sign of, consistency. But let me get out of here and of course leave it up to Dwight to continue with you.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.